Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. A few other men came, but they're not able to be here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, team. Praise the Lord. Awesome worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you know that Christ breaks every chain in our life? He does. He does. Especially when we submit ourselves to Him. Especially when we yield. And that's harder. It seems like the longer you've been walking with Him, the more responsible you get in the kingdom of God, gets harder and harder to really submit and be transparent and yield. But yesterday morning, after Jesse shared on Are You Hungry, and we had just eaten, go figure, but it's quite the name. That's what Jesse was saying. It's different. Are you hungry right after you've eaten? That's what the question is. Nobody's hungry physically, but we were hungry spiritually. And he was sharing a principle, being led by the Spirit, of basically Zacchaeus being a wealthy man, yet having a great need, and the prodigal son being a man at the end of himself with nothing, and yet having a great need. And I related that to our spiritual lives. A lot of times seems like we've got everything on the outside, but we still have a great need. And there's some times in our lives where it seems like we have nothing at all. And yes, we have a great need. And the only one that can meet that need is Jesus Christ. And so after he was done, I just went up and I said, you know, guys, I need you to pray for me because I'm struggling in areas of being the priest of my home like I know God's calling me to be. Now, my family would say, no, he's priest of... But I know God's calling me to more. I know God's calling me to lead my family in a new way. Not the ways of the old, a new way, where literally I'm not just a priest, but I'm a mentor for them spiritually. And I'm speaking into their life prophetically, and I'm giving them food from heaven as the priest of the home and as the person that God's put in charge to say, what's our spiritual environment in this house? And I just had to say there's so many times that I would end the evening, and I knew I was being called to more. And because of situations of life, circumstances, multimedia, folks, yes, I get trapped by multimedia too. And it just takes and it sucks the time away. And I would just regret that moment at the end of the evening that what could have happened. And I had the men pray for me. And I can tell you, he breaks every chain. That was the beginning of our transformed. And I told him, I said, listen, if that's all that this transformed is, we go home, I'm happy. You know, sometimes as leaders, we do transform and we just kind of watch everybody else receive. And we're thankful. We're so blessed when we see God touch lives. And he did touch others' lives. But you know what? We also need to have some spiritual selfishness. We need to have some spiritual hunger ourselves. Or we're going to end up becoming just passive and complacent and really not grow. And I want to declare to you as your pastor, if you see me complacent, if you see me, you know, resting on my laurels, if you see me not pressing into God, I want you to challenge me. I do not want you to remain silent and say, well, you know, he's with the Lord. No, if you see areas that I need to press into God, you tell me I need to press in because I'm a brother in Christ. I may be placed in this position to bring spiritual insight and direction, but I'm still a brother in Christ, and I still have, you know, weaknesses and struggles, and I need my brothers and sisters in Christ to challenge me. So I declare that to you. Praise the Lord. Well, who would like to share first? Stephen Wood? Okay, Tyson. Tyson shared on the Holy Spirit, and the power of the Holy Spirit did an amazing job, and we had an amazing time, I would say, in the Holy Spirit. We spent time worshiping God, and as a matter of fact, right after he gets done sharing, it's be perfect time to sing Holy Spirit Come. What's the name of the song? Is that it? That's what it'll be called. Nick was given a song Friday afternoon or Friday morning just by the Lord, and it's powerful. So I want you to, when we sing this, to enter in, because this isn't just about us. This is also about you, what you can receive. How many of you know when you hear a testimony, God's no respecter of person. If he did it for someone else, he will do it for you. Not that he can, he will do it for you. You can be confident. Randy, come on up. He will do it for you.
Thank you, Pastor. Like I said before, I've been to a lot of these transforms and encounters, but one thing that always remains that is just fantastic is that God shows up. I mean, you don't have to worry about, I wonder if I'm going to go to a transformed and God's going to really show up. I mean, because then if God doesn't show up, then it's just a meeting, right? We just come together and we just talk and we say, oh, we'll have a good time. We eat some good food and then we go home, but nothing really happens. But what's great about these transforms, and I'm talking about women, men's, and children's, and even the youth, that God shows up, and he restores. And the great thing is that God's in the restoration business. You know, he's not in the business of, well, let's see, I can kind of make you so-so, I'll make you half of what you were. God's in the business to restore, to make you complete and whole. And each time that we go to these transforms, I don't care if you're somebody that's new in the Lord or you're somebody that's been to 30, 40 of these transforms, what's great is that God always restores. It's like seeing that old Chevy, like from 1950, sitting there rusted, and you take the Chevy truck and you totally sand it down and restore it and paint it and all, but God says, I can do better than that even. He restores us completely when we go there. I spoke about during my session about sometimes we want to withhold or we want to be reserved because we want to be just lukewarm Christians. It hurts to be strong in the Lord sometimes, right? And I talked about how it's like weightlifting. My wife went to some aerobics class or something, and she came back all stiff and sore. She's like, oh, I hurt. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? She goes, well, I did these classes where I was working out and using muscles. And that's the way God is with us. He's going to work us in areas that we've never worked before. He's going to move us in areas that we've never moved before. And so sometimes it feels uncomfortable and it hurts. But you know what? At the end, just like Angela, he's going to build us to be stronger. And so my encouragement for you ladies this week is to, the enemy is going to attack you. I'm going to tell you that it's going to happen because the enemy is going to see that if you're going to go and you commit to it, which I recommend you do, the enemy is going to try to throw everything he can at you. For me this week, I was not going through any spiritual battles like I normally do. So I'm thinking, okay, everything's going good. But then all of a sudden, boom, I got hit with this head cold. And so I called up Pastor Mike and I said, look, I don't know if I'm going to be able to, bring a word or even make it for Saturday because I don't want to be hacking all over everyone and spreading my germs. And he was like, no, I believe by faith that you're going to make it. Don't worry if you can't, though I've got your back. And God came through and I felt wonderful came Saturday. And so, God, it was just prayer and supplication and believing that the Spirit of God was just going to move in my life and be able to heal me. So, ladies, don't let anything hinder you from seeing God this week and going to the transform. That's my recommendation because he will do some awesome things and he will show up. God bless you all.
Amen. That's right, brother. He will show up. I've got a little more bass, I think. Randy, come on up. Randy came up the same time I did, and he was challenged with some of the same stuff that I've been struggling with. I believe it's a new day for you, brother.
It is.
New day for you and your family.
It is. I thought, what can I tell these people? My house, I went home yesterday, pretty much the same. I felt the same, but I wasn't the same inside.
That's right.
Because God touched me, and I made a commitment to God like never before. We have some dysfunction in our home, every home has some, I started to go and do things the old way, I know what's right, I'm not going to bend, and I'm tough, I'm hardened out through life experience, and so I'm just going to plow my way through this. the exact opposite of what I told these guys. I said, I need to tell the truth in love to my kids. And sometimes it's pretty sad when you think you know all the truth and you still have so much to learn in the Word of God. And my daughter was perplexed about something she'd read in the Word. And it's like, I just became frustrated that I couldn't help her. And it's like, well, I know God's a good God. And it's like, I don't understand it, but you'll make it through it. And it's like, I really got upset with her, you know? And then it's like, I got body slammed, you know? And it's like my hand, it's like my arm was pinned behind my back and my face was shoved in the carpet by the enemy. But it was really, I think a lot of the times we give the enemy credit. It's our own flesh, our own way of dealing with things. It's like, you know what? I need to become a student of the Word of God. I need to become a student of the Holy Spirit. And so I told my daughter, I said, that was wrong. You know, forgive me. I could have done that better. You know, I could have done, I'm just like, I am slow to learn. But you know what? I have a weapon that God gave me. And my weapon is my will. My will is set toward God. My will is set to please the Holy Spirit. I'm surrendered to God. And so, you know what? That's a weapon where you reach back around and slam the enemy on the ground and put him under your feet for good, you know? And so I just wanted to encourage you that, yeah, you know, it's not going to be anything dynamic, and you'll feel some emotion. You'll be able to let out some frustration, whatever, you know, in making your decision for Christ. Because I see some things in this world I don't like, you know? They aren't right, but, you know, it's all God. God's in control. We trust in God, you know? We trust God. And I apologize to my daughter. And, you know, and I got to say this to you, honey. And I don't want to embarrass you, but I just want to tell you that I love the way you're in the Word every day. And if I could care so much when I don't understand something, that it would just perplex my heart. Because I don't want to see my friends go to hell either. You know? And if I could live with that childlike faith, then I would have accomplished what the Bible says, because unless we become like little children, we can never see the kingdom of heaven. So that's really all I have to say.
I'm Stephen. Nice to meet you all. This was a good transformed. It was a little bit different. I kept telling my wife, and she's like, what do you mean it's different? It's different. It was different. There was... We did things out of the norm, and I didn't like it at first. I was like, you know, we had the cross session, and we had no cross out there. And I was talking to Eric, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. And that was at the beginning of the cross session. And at the end of the cross session, that was the most I've ever gotten out of the cross session. Good, that made me not cry. I really had a revelation of what he did for each and every one of us, and what the cross brings to our lives, and what power it really gives us, and what power it takes away from the enemy, because he has no power over us because of the cross. And on the way here this morning, I'm just going to tell you guys this because it was cool and I really like it. I woke up at midnight to go to the restroom, and then I ate a brownie and had a glass of milk, and I get canker sores on the inside of my lip, and this one was excruciating. Like, I couldn't even touch my lip at first, so I took a lysine and went back to sleep. And this morning I went into work for a little bit, and then on the way here it was still really, really bothering me. And I was like, you know what, Lord, this is dumb. And on the way here I started praying over it, and this cool sensation came over my lip, and the pain just subsided. And that's the kind of power that we have. Coming to the Transforms, they're great, and you get good accountability, and you get good words, and you build good bonds, and you build good relationships, but you have the power to speak into your own life. You have the authority by the cross and by Christ Jesus dying on the cross to speak into your own life and to speak over yourself. Your tongue, I told James, I said, your tongue is the most powerful one that can speak over you. You have the ability to speak life or death. So know that and be blessed.
Thanks, son. Praise the Lord. Let's see, who's next? Yes, come on up, brother. Now, Brother Bill has amazing boldness. He challenges us. He speaks his heart. I would say that Jesus would say, a man, there is no guile. So what did the Lord do for you this weekend?
Well, I know it all. I'm old and gray, and I know it all.
That's not what you said.
Well, I've been transformed, Pastor. One of the things that was given to us was this 4 or 5 pages of things that we have that could be wrong with us. Like, there was a list like this of sin, another one of, I can't remember them all. So I'm going through this list, and I'm checking off these things that I feel are, you know, part of the problem with me. And I go through the pages, and I'm skipping over a whole bunch of stuff. Because I don't want people to know my weaknesses. So I skip over some of those things that are on the list. And when I got to the end of the list, the Holy Spirit said, who are you trying to fool, you fool? Go back again over that list. And when I got through with it, almost everything that was on there was checked, except for the mental illnesses, which I don't think I have yet. They say as you get older, these things come, whether you want them to or not. So I went through and I checked them all. I thought, well, if we have to read these in front of this man, Lord God, give me the power and the grace to talk about them. Well, the beautiful thing was, when we got all through, we prayed over everything that was on that list together. And different men prayed over different subject matters. And when we were through, we gave it all to Jesus. And we broke the chains of those things that were on the list that we've been carrying for such a long time and hiding, not confessing that to the Lord. How can we have power if we don't confess? Oh, my God, have mercy on us. So the beautiful thing was, when we were all through, we took those lists and we put them in a shredder. They're gone forever. Amen and amen. See? Father God, and Jesus said, I remember your sins no longer. As far as the east is from the west, you are mine. And I am yours, Jesus. Thank you, folks. God bless you all.
Well, this week, actually it's been quite some time. You know, my work schedule's been really picking up, and been missing lots of prayer times in the mornings, and I've just really been feeling hungry and needing more from the Lord. And so I really anticipated that God would do something this weekend for me. And I was just really going in expecting something. And so he was faithful. The first session, Power of the Cross, you know, and I was fine listening to Reggie. Jesse teach. But when we got to the video, the Lord just really kind of opened my eyes to some things. And the video was the Passion of the Christ. There's some scenes there that they use on the video. And Jesus is getting whipped, and he's chained to this post. And he goes to his knees, and they kind of back off like he's had enough. But what was amazing to me was Jesus got back up and says, that's not enough. And so they whipped him some more. Until the point where they had to drag him out of there. He couldn't walk out. And I thought, Lord, you gave your all. And I was really challenged because I felt like I haven't been given my all. You know, in my home, in different areas. I mean, even standing up, you know, under the power and believing that this temptation is not going to cause me to stumble. You know, sometimes I give in. I didn't do enough. I gave in. And so I was challenged that, Lord, I need to do more for you. I need to be a better man for you. If you gave your all for me, help me, Lord, to give my all for you. And that was the big challenge. And we went up afterwards for prayer, and all I can think of was the man on Schindler's List who was regretting that he could have purchased more souls. He could have sold more stuff to buy more Jews out of the death camps. And I thought, man, you know, that's what I feel like. I could do more. So that's what the Lord did for me.
Praise the Lord. You know, the thing is that we do not realize the potential that's inside of us. And when we start to see Jesus for who he is and all that he accomplished for us, you feel empowered. You feel like you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it in your own strength. But you now realize that in surrendering those areas to God, that he's going to empower you to follow through with those commitments that you made. Praise the Lord. Tim St. Martin, come on up.
Hey, I didn't want to say anything, and I was just going to hide back there. But the Holy Spirit just kept on pushing. I'm not going to cry. But anyway, I once had a real good, close relationship with God. Really close, where I'd spend most of my days with him. And then I've been through the Bible three in my ears for year after year, and heard it many times and knew the whole word and felt I felt I knew it all, but somehow I just decided in 2007 at the end when I got deployed that I just wasn't going to keep picking up the Bible every day, which was a bad mistake. Anyway, I came back. I thought, well, okay, I'll come meet Jesus again, and I could never feel the Holy Spirit in me like I had once before. I was dry, and I've been dry for a couple of years. I mean, just till recently. Eric was on my prayer of three list once upon a time when I was strong in the Lord. And it's funny because he's the one that brought me back. He's the one that reached out to me this time and was able to get me to do the things necessary, which is get in the Word. Read the Word. You have to read the Word. I tried praying, I tried coming to church and all that, and I never read the Word. He said, let's do that, and we did. And for the first time in a long time, I felt the Holy Spirit. And yesterday it transformed. It was just one of them ways, because I kept praying to God, God, how come I get in the morning and I see you, and then I forget about you in the day, because that's what's happened. And then, anyway, so I prayed, and so far since transformed yesterday morning, I've been able to keep a lock with God throughout the day. And so, my word to you, what God wants me to tell you is, you never know it all. I don't care how many times you've been through that Bible. You need to be in God's word. If you leave his word and you do not read and do not feed yourself, you can't do it on your own. And you won't be able to bring yourself back on your own either. It's going to take the word of God. And that's what I had to say.
God, we pray for Tim right now, God. We pray, God, that what has started this weekend, God, will continue. Lord, we believe, God, that you've started another good work, God, in this man of God, Lord, this weekend, God. Holy Spirit, just lead him, guide him, and just be with him all the time. Your word says you'll never leave him or forsake him. I just ask right now, Lord, that he would have an abiding of your presence once again. We just declare over his life that he will be the man of God you have called him to be. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. With what he said, I think it's appropriate to have Josh come out, because he spoke about something about the Word that was like a new revelation for me. You know what I'm talking about? That we're alive. And what's the Word? The Word's alive.
It's not what I'm going to share, though. But it was good. It was from God. It was good. That's good. The Word is alive, and it does create in us. And I agree what Pastor said. We don't realize the weight of our words, and we don't realize, because of the battle of our mind and the draw of the world and how effective our prayers are, or how much greatness we have in us, because we have the King of the universe alive inside of us. And so, I had a good time this weekend, gentlemen. Yes, sirs. I'll read a scripture. That's what I'll do. I won't rely on my words. I'll rely on the word of the Lord. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Huh? Not bad. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But, this is New Living, but it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit, for his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received, listen to this, this wraps it up. And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. And this weekend, there was a release of the prophetic in several of us, if not all of us. And I know that God, as he reveals himself to us, as he's alive within us, as we feed our spirits by reading the Word of God and allowing it to become alive. You know, when I read, I say, Lord, Holy Spirit, speak to me. Draw it out. Let it just become who I am. Show me, because I don't always get it, you know. And the one thing I know for this weekend, for me and for all of us, that when God does a work, and I'm really talking to you guys, but y'all can listen in. When God does a work, it is not a temporary work. When God moves, it's an eternal change that he's done within you. By his Spirit, again, not by our own works, not by anything that we've done other than believe in the Father, believe in the Son, Jesus Christ, and allow the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. That is the only work that we have to do. We must believe. Yes, our lives must show the fruit of God. We can't turn around and act as though nothing ever happened. But that's what I'm saying this weekend. For me, my heart says, I'm going to walk this out. That this is eternal. This is not something that happened in one day and, oh, that's great and awesome and it feels good. And that's the difference between what God does and what the enemy does. The enemy is temporary and God is eternal. So when he touches your heart and he does something, it's an eternal work. You don't turn around and you don't look back. What he does is what he does, and nobody can argue with it, but you got to walk in it. You got to believe. You got to receive it. And so, gentlemen, we are called. Ladies and children, we are called to greatness. We are called to greater things. And as much as you will allow God to provoke you and then activate what he's doing in you, it will be done. What does the scripture say? No, not that. Nope. It says, and we have received God's Spirit, not the world's Spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. So do you know the wonderful things that God has freely given you? Do you know? Because yesterday, I I was blown into pieces by God once again. And I'll be honest, I received more this time than I've ever received in all the other 22 encounters I've been to. And I think, again, it's just the expectancy. It's the coming, saying, all right, God, I need you, realizing that I don't have the answers, that no matter how much I've, it doesn't matter. God is good, and I'm just praying that we activate what God has done with us and that we don't forget it, that we don't lay it aside, and that we understand that it's an eternal work and not a temporary work. The devil will try to lie to you. Women, listen. The devil will try to lie to you. Children, listen. Students, he will try to tell you that that was just great and it was for that time or it didn't really happen or whatever. That's a lie. Rebuke it and cast it down and understand that you are a child of God. So I'm going to pray, and I hope that you'll agree with me here, that, Father, we agree, God, in what you've done here in the men, that you have activated within us the greater things of God, the prophetic word, Lord, that we don't have to be bound to what the enemy says or our old mistakes or past behaviors, that we are subject to the King of the universe and all of his riches and all of his glory, and that is within us, Lord. I pray that it comes out of us and that we see it as an eternal change. That's something that God, who loves us dearly, what he's done within us, and he does not change who he is. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Hal, would you come on up?
I'll try to do this without crying. Boy, be quiet. Well, what's that? I know. Yeah, we do that a lot. So. Anyways, I only do that when I'm passionate about something, so try not to cry. Actually, I think I'm starting to. All right, I'll just make it so. Anyways, I was coming to... I don't know about these gentlemen, but my...
Hello?
There we go. My transform actually started probably a little over a month ago. And I'd like to say that it was my own doing, but... it had nothing to do with me. It kind of hit a point in my life where I thought my life was great. Work was great. I was moving up that career, you know, to where I wanted to be. I wanted to be in charge of everyone. You know, that was a worldly thought, I guess. You know, it's kind of funny. My line of work, I manage over 140 people. I make tons of decisions every single day that, you know, that really can impact my business and my company. And, you know, it's funny that up till about a month and a half-ish ago, you know, I looked at my work as where my rewards were. And come to find out that really it doesn't mean that much, you know? And that I wished I would have... it hurts to say this, but, you know, I was a great manager. I still am, but I wish I would have put that much effort and hope and passion into my own family. Because that's where my treasure lies, you know? It's kind of funny because I came up here and I even talked to my wife about what I was going to say before I came to church because I don't want to get put on the spot and be like, oh, I'll get up here, and I'm like, dirt. But anyways, God has a way of just giving you the word. So, you know, I went to Transform with these guys and I kind of had an idea of what I wanted from that. And I had a list, actually, a mental list. And, you know, I was, man, time was going by. And it's like, God, why aren't you dealing with these things in my life that I want freed from? You know, what's going on? I don't understand. And you know what? To be honest, nothing on that list really got taken care of that night, which it just tells me... what was important, you know? How many people out there know that God works in his time, not ours, right? Well, you know, one thing he did do for me, like I said, my confirmation started roughly about a month and a half ago. But one thing he did do for me was he gave me confirmation what I'm doing right now with my life. You know, I haven't always, it's hard to say this, but I haven't always been there for my family. But God's got a huge calling in my life. And he's been working through me, and, you know, it's just becoming easy, you know. I hate to say it. I'm actually kind of ashamed to say it, but I was embarrassed, you know, of my godliness, I guess you could say. And at work, I would never speak to anyone about it, you know. I'd be like, oh, you know, I'd pray. If I was having a rough day, I'd go kind of hide, and I wouldn't talk to my other employees, you know, if they had a rough time. You know, I was the manager, so I had to keep that strong, sturdy, you know, to the focus by policy, you know, type of thing. Well, you know what? God gave me the gift of getting words. You know, a lot of people, some of the people yesterday were talking about, you know, God tugs on me. Well, he's more than tugging on me. But what I've learned and what God's given me is obedience. A huge obedience. You know, sometimes I say things and I'm like, God, please let this be your word, not mine, because I have no idea what I'm saying, but I'll just give it to him, you know. But, you know, I'm kind of an analytical person. I talked to Pastor about that. I struggled with that, and God kind of gave me a word, and I gave it to a couple people yesterday, which I hope it helped them a little bit. But it's, I like math, I like algebra, I like knowing that, you know, this is the recipe, you know, or this is the equation, and then you get an answer. How many of you guys used to or still do play ad libs, or those little mad libs, so you fill in the words? Well, I'm going to give you kind of an equation that God put on my heart, and you can put and change those words with things that you're dealing with in your life. And that is obedience takes sacrifice, but it will equal blessing. Okay? So I don't know what that means for you guys, but put your own words in those spots. Whatever blessings mean to you, whatever sacrifice means to you. You know, I my sacrifice is work, television, video games, just vulnerability. You know, before this, my transformation, I always looked at vulnerability as weakness. It might even say that in the dictionary, I don't know, but what God gave me was that vulnerability is strength. And being obedient to his word and being able to take that word that you might be put on your heart, you know, and give it to that person. You know, you don't know what the people in your lives or at your work are going through. And when you hold that back and you don't give that, I think someone yesterday said that that's almost a sin, you know? Or maybe it is a sin. It is a sin. So be obedient to that word and give it. It you know, a lot of times it doesn't make sense to you, but oh well, you know? Just throw it out there. And, you know, what I've seen in being obedient is that I've never been let down. The word has always meant something to somebody. And, yeah, you know, I think a lot of us, you know, when I talk about giving that word or, you know, praying for people in our work, people that we cross, you know, a lot of times we forget about the people closest to us in our own family. And that's tough to say, you know, but it's truth for me, you know, but I've changed that part of me and I've been obedient and it's changed my family. So that's the word I got.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I'm going to have Dan Rogers come up, and I have to say this because we were in the Holy Spirit session, and I think everybody was prayed for, and I said, I want prayer, you know, so they gathered around me, and several guys were praying. Then there was a point, and I want to say this to you, Dan, so that you know that God is really working in you. There was a point, and this is the only way that I can describe it, that literally I felt something really touch my back and touch my front at the same time. And my wife prays for me all the time, and I can tell when she prays for me. And there is a grace that she extends to my life that I just know it. You know, I'll be up front, and she knows I'm getting a word of something. She won't even touch me. She'll just come up behind me, and I know she's there. And Dan, I just want to tell you that what you have and have walked in 25 years is not done. Because when you put your hand on me, I felt the grace of God come. And I felt his presence come in a powerful way. So thank you, brother, for your obedience.
Sometimes we think we're further than we are. And I'm busy. I'm a busy guy. You know my schedule. I'm all the time. And this is my second transform and my second incomplete transform. Come, got appointments, I'm going to leave, come back, have another appointment. Come back. And God is gracious. He is. Very gracious. And I don't want to use the word understanding because I think that's being facetious, that God understands you're busy. I think we make the excuse that we're busy and so we're really doing important stuff. We got to get done. And so I appreciate that, Pastor Mike. And God is not done. He's doing great things. But I made a commitment to one of these, two or three of these guys. I'm not sure who it was. They said they're going to hold me to it. So the next transform, I will not schedule appointments. Because I'm not that important. I don't need to be there. And so, so my challenge for me is to actually go to one from start to finish and see what God really does. God's gracious, like I said, and there's an anointing that when you determine in your spirit that you're going to get from God all that you have coming for you, you will receive that. You put a part-time commitment, you'll get a part-time anointing. And I don't want to say that like, oh, okay, part-time's better than no time, I guess. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we tend to deceive ourselves into thinking God is like us. That we tend to put God down here and we look at God like he's like us. And so when we make a mistake, well, God understands that. But what God is trying to do in us is take us from where we are to where he is. Because we already, the Bible says that we sit with him. We are literally, we are there now. We are with him in heavenly places. But we tend to live here because this is what we see. And so we've got to stop seeing with these eyes and start seeing with his eyes where we really are. Because when you understand where you really are, all this down here doesn't matter. And the things the enemy throws at you isn't as bad as it seems, isn't as hard as it seems. The reason for me, anyway, that it seems so difficult is because I forget I'm here and I walk down here. Jesus wants us to sit right up here so that we can see what he's doing in our lives. So, bless you.
Praise the Lord. Do you want to say something, bro, or you're good, or Well, let's do a song. Let's do a song. I want to do the Holy Spirit come. So, Nick, did you have anything to say? Did you want to share, or
can I something real quick?
Yeah.
After Josh spoke, it was powerful because it was at the cross session. No, it was after. Anyways, I don't forget who spoke, but Pastor said instead of, you know, laying our burdens at the cross, he goes, I'm going to be up here, and Josh and Eric are going to be up here, and we're going to just agree with you and pray with you. And I had an opportunity. Josh opened up, so I went up, and he said, you know, what do you want to agree together about? And God just placed in me that basically just to completely give him my fear of and the lack of confidence I have in who I am in God. And Josh said, well, do it right now. And it was like literally something just broke in me.
Praise God.
And I just encourage you guys, like Josh and different ones have already said, it's not by power, it's not by our might, but it's by His Spirit, amen, says the Lord. Amen. And whatever God is calling you to do, whatever your anointing is or your gifting is or whatever it is, walk in that in confidence, because God wants, he wants to use you in this time. And if you don't know what that is, seek the face of God, because He wants to reveal it to you. And I mean, it was unbelievable. It was completely different than the last time, but it was so powerful. It was like, and even that morning I was talking to Eric, I was brushing my teeth and getting ready to go, and I was like, man, I wonder if it's going to be like last time. And I felt like God saying, there's no, like, don't try to duplicate what I did last year. He goes, because I have something fresh for today. Yeah. And that's, I mean, I tell you what, even for the, I encourage the ladies, don't try to duplicate or replicate what happened last year, because God has something completely fresh and new. And even this week, prepare your hearts, because it's going to be powerful. Amen. Just wait. Amen. It's unbelievable what God's going to do. So, amen. All right.
Remove my preconceived ideas and the box that I placed you in. Increase my faith to activate your glory. Unlock the doors of heaven, Lord. Remove my preconceived ideas and the box that I placed you in. Increase my faith to activate your glory. Unlock the doors of heaven, Lord. And Holy Spirit, come pour out your fire, fire. Holy Spirit, come pour out your fire, fire. Show your mighty works through your power, power. We're hungry, Lord. You're the only one that satisfies. Yes, you are, yes, you are, yes, you are, Lord.
I just want to encourage you to stand up right now. Let's just begin to declare this to the Lord right now. Just prophesy it over yourself.
Remove my preconceived ideas
in the box,
in the box that I placed you in. Increase my faith to activate your glory. Unlock the doors of heaven, Lord. And Holy Spirit, come pour out your fire, fire. Holy Spirit, come pour. You're the only one that satisfies. Yes, you are, yes, you are, yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are, yes, you are, yes, you are, Lord God. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Move the way you want to move here in this place, Jesus. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Move the way you want to move here in this place, oh God. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Move the way you want to move here in this place. Holy Spirit, come pour out your fire, fire. Holy Spirit, come pour out your fire, fire. Show your mighty works through your power. Satisfies.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As I said earlier, I believe in the power of the spoken word. Man of God, I'd like you to just come up and stand across here. We're going to stretch out our hands. The women, impact youth and the children. Believe what we received in measure is going to be multiplied to them. Lord, we declare right now, as men of God, as priests of our home, God, that our families are going to be blessed. God, that they're going to receive, Lord, what you have desired in heaven for them in these coming weeks. God, we pray right now, God, that no work of the enemy will stop anyone from going next week. God, that no fear of man, no fear of the future, God, will keep someone away, God. We just declare right now that your will be done. Your kingdom will come in our families' lives, in our wives' lives, Lord, in our children's lives, Lord, that you will make yourself great in their lives, Lord, these coming weeks. Lord, we pray for an impartation of your power and your glory. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, speak. Let your will be done, Lord. God, we surrender to you, Lord, for our lives. And we surrender, Lord, our family to you, God. Say, do what you need to do. Say what you need to say, God, to make them into the people you've called them to be. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this day. Thank you, God, that we do not go through ordinary church anymore, Lord, but we experience you. Lord, we experience your glory. We experience your power, God. And we thank you that our families are going to experience that likewise. In Jesus' name, we declare it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, what always happens for my wife is she gets inundated with women who want to go to the next Transform, which is great. She's got forms and envelopes for you to sign up, and it's $20, and that includes three meals. The meals are great, aren't they? It's a great time. So God bless you all. We love you, and you have a great week. This